Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and, of course, Austin Price in. It's Friday afternoon. Okay, it's not the one of the top three trending stories today, but the weather, the rain is...
Yeah, that's more like an elephant in the room.
It really is. And you're going to address the big thing in the room in a few minutes. Talk about the weather. Austin's all over that. He'll have the five-day forecast for you and give you the news about improving weather throughout the weekend. How's that for a positive twist on things?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Number one, let's talk about it. Top trending stories this afternoon. Due to new scientific data, U.S. Navy is pursuing another round of sampling private drinking water wells in designated areas around local military bases. It is part of the Navy's continuing effort to investigate and address health concerns and mitigate off-base PFAS contamination. Exposure to that could increase the risk of higher cholesterol levels, higher blood pressure in pregnant women, and in fact introduce some cancers. Captain Chandra Newman, commanding officer over at NAS Pensacola, saying this process is about mitigating damage caused by DOD's use of PFASs.
And the Pensacola City Council has adopted a Vision Zero policy that's designed to eliminate all traffic deaths and severe injuries by 2035. Vision Zero takes the approach that every traffic fatality is a preventable death and that road design can play a role in preventing them. Councilman Casey Jones said that since the plan was adopted, engineers and traffic planners have to factor in the Vision Zero program when making designs anytime the city does a road project.
613 News Radio 92.3, future of the Bay Center will take center stage during next week's BOCC meeting. By the way, this is the third of three stories for you this afternoon. Scammy commissioners are considering different options to upgrade the center at varying levels of cost. Mayor Reeves has offered to have the city pay for a district master plan. The commission is considering the idea of forming a subcommittee to oversee the planning process. Reeves says the county will discuss having a joint city council and a council, a county commission meeting. That's scheduled now for May 15th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, they're cracking down on speeders in Crestview. It's the third city in Okaloosa County to approve speed detection cameras in school zones. Police Chief Stephen McCosker says that they conducted a three-day traffic study and recorded one driver traveling 76 miles an hour. The cameras will be installed near several schools. The city is hoping to have the cameras active by next school year. Other Northwest Florida communities, such as Gulf Breeze, say that they're watching to see how effective they are and may even look into doing the same.
City of Pensacola taking up a child care initiative. Mayor Reeves says the city's working to help parents with child care access issues.
What we all know is to advance this community the way we all want to see it. We have to improve outcomes in education, and we really want to take a big, hard emphasis on increasing child care access across the board at the city. So,
and Reeve says the goal is to increase the quantity, quality, and affordability of child care in the city. The initiative will aim to increase the number of child care centers and help existing child care providers expand their businesses. Work begins with the Child Care Summit later this month. Nearly 40 child care experts will gather to discuss problems and attempt to come up with the solution. 6:15, Austin Price. Take a look at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do still have some heavy congestion on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River. That's because of an accident reported earlier this afternoon. Still causing heavy congestion there. Outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up for too long. As for the weather, 67 degrees right now. We have been put into a flood advisory until 9 p.m. tonight. That is the current status. Tonight's low is going to be 68 degrees. Saturday and Sunday could be rainy in some areas, but it's not going to be near what it was this afternoon. Highs are going to be a little bit under 80, with lows being a little bit under 70.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Governor DeSantis says the Florida House of Reps is preventing him from mailing out property tax rebates. Instead, the House has appointed a blue ribbon committee to craft a ballot initiative.
You do a 37-person committee when you're trying to stop something from getting done. Let's just be clear about that. But put that aside, they stack the committee with very leftist Democrats.
Okay, and DeSantis says Floridians should own their own homes free and clear and not have the burden of paying property taxes year after year.
In a new bill Florida lawmakers have passed would mandate what most people should think is common sense. It bars speeding through flooded waters. The bill, known as No Vehicle Flood Wake Zone, lowers the speed limit in an area when necessary. St. Petersburg City Council member Brandi Gabbard helped push the proposal in Tallahassee, and she says the next step is to work on the state stormwater system and help people raise their homes out of harm's way.
That might have been a good idea to launch that today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. Now, tis the season. That's why we're talking about.
Okay, Florida Forest Service reporting a significant increase in fires this season. Now, today, brush fire down in Miami-Dade County has led to the closure of all north and southbound lanes. This is out of Highway 1 heading in and out of the Keys. Stretch and Card Sound Road have also been closed in both directions. Now, I point those roads out because both the Stretch and Card Sound Roads are critical routes into and out of the Keys. As we're talking about the fires and the cost of dealing with these wildfires, cuts to the Federal Forest and Park Service budgets and workforce, leaving wild firefighting crews short-staffed. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
That, according to fire officials in Washington State and Oregon, this as it is anticipated that this year will be an active wildfire season. Forest Service staffing levels were cut in February during Elon Musk's DOGE attempts to reduce federal spending, although a judge ordered them reinstated. The fire officials say many did not come back. The Interior Department maintains firefighting funding is not in jeopardy. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a war of words being unleashed between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Speaker of the House as the state remains without a budget for the upcoming fiscal year. House Speaker Daniel Perez is firing back at DeSantis, who today accused the House of being more interested in throwing a lifeline to the left and attacking him than doing the work they were elected to do. He says DeSantis is lying while trying to pull at the public's heartstrings. Lawmakers are expected back in Tallahassee next week, but Perez doesn't expect any budget deal for at least another couple of weeks.
Okay, a pair of bills that sought to tackle Florida's ongoing affordable housing crisis did not make it through the legislative session. Senator Don Gates sponsored Senate Bill 184 that would have required local governments to allow accessory dwelling units, or they call them ADUs, onto a single-family residence. A similar House companion bill, that's House Bill 247, was approved by the House.
All right. And we touched on this earlier this afternoon. Just to make you green with envy this evening, there's a new multimillionaire in Florida. Lottery ticket worth $8.75 million was sold at a convenience store in Jacksonville Beach. The winning numbers for the quick pick were 1, 8, 12, 24, 33, and 47. And congratulations to the J&J food store in that area because they'll be getting a small stipend once the winner comes forward.
Okay. Orlando seems to be the place of fun and a lot of exciting events. An estimated 75.3 million tourists visited Orlando last year, allowing the city to keep its crown as the number one most visited U.S. city. Visit Orlando, confirming that international tourism is rebounding, growing about 6% in 2024, making up about 6.5 million visitors there. Nearly 1.3 million Canadians traveled to Orlando last year, followed by the United Kingdom, Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia.
All right, knocking on the door of 620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your biggest national stories happening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, there's going to be a new person at the helm of the U.S. Postal Service. Lillian Wu has the story for us.
We're getting a new Postmaster General and CEO. The Postal Service's Board of Governors has named FedEx board member David Steiner to that role, hoping the former CEO of Waste Management, credited with leading a turnaround there, can do the same for the USPS. Expected to join the organization in July, assuming his successful completion of the ethics and security clearance processes that are currently underway. This coming as we get more dismal financial results from the USPS, where the second quarter of fiscal year 2025, net loss totaled $3.3 billion compared to a net loss of $1.5 billion for the same quarter last year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today, and here's Hillary Barsky.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed for the day, but down for the week as investors remain cautious ahead of highly anticipated trade talks slated for this weekend in Switzerland between the U.S. and China. The president is floating the idea of bringing tariffs on Chinese imports down to 80% from their current 145% rate, but he said it'll be up to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Shares of the Magnificent Seven stocks were mixed, with Tesla stock rising over 4%, adding to yesterday's gains, with the EV maker stock up for a third straight week. The Dow winners, Boeing, Chevron, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, United Health, Salesforce, and Amgen. The Dow falling 119 points. The Nasdaq up a point. S&P 500 lower by four. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625 Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, looking at the roads here, Chris, only have a couple of spots of note. Of course, one of them is still I-10 eastbound, traveling towards Blackwater River. Got some heavy congestion from an accident reported earlier this afternoon. But we do have some backups developing if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90 towards downtown Milton. If you're heading in that area, no confirmation of an accident, but we do have some backups over there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 67 degrees. Flood advisory in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Tonight's low is going to be 68. The weekend will not be as wet, but we still have some rainfall chances, anywhere from 40 to 60% throughout Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday's high is going to be just under 80 degrees.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. I hope you are kind of dealing with the wet stuff in a proper way today. Be very careful. Watch your braking distance when you're driving around. The Department of Justice has opened a criminal investigation into real estate transactions involving New York's Attorney General. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The case against New York Attorney General Letitia James centers around real estate transactions in Virginia and New York and accuses her of falsifying bank documents and property records to, quote, acquire government-backed assistance and more favorable loan terms. James, a Democrat whose office has sued President Trump and the Trump Organization, obtained a $450 million judgment against him last year for inflating or deflating the value of properties and other assets in order to get better insurance deals and loans. The president has accused her of bringing the case for political gain and to interfere with the 2024 election. James' attorney says the investigation is, quote, political retribution that Trump threatened to exact against his client. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a Virginia resident will be spending more than 30 years in prison for funneling money to ISIS. That's not cool. The Justice Department said yesterday Mohammed Chipa raised funds and sent money to female ISIS members between 2019 and 2022 to fund their escape from prison camps and to fund ISIS fighters. He raised at least $185,000, which he converted to cryptocurrency that was smuggled to ISIS members in Syria.
Wow. Kind of confusing. Kind of confusing there.
Why would you do that?
Good question. Officials in the Trump administration calling for major changes to the country's health administration. Mark Meredith has more from Washington.
President Trump's team is imposing sweeping changes to the nation's health bureaucracies, but those changes are not without controversy. Democrats think the administration's spending cuts are putting the public's health at risk. On Thursday, our own Brett Baer sat down with the leaders of the Make America Healthy Again movement as they defended efforts to re-examine everything from the food pyramid to how pharmaceutical companies reach consumers. Brett also pressed Secretary Robert Kennedy about accusations by his former political running mate just a year ago that he's being strong-armed on hiring decisions, including the pick for a new Surgeon General. Over at the FDA, rapid changes are already underway. The new commissioner says his goal is also to ensure things are not business as usual.
And the Menendez brothers could be one step closer to freedom after being convicted of gunning down their parents over 35 years ago. After several delays, an L.A. County judge has set the resentencing hearing for next week, May 13th and 14th. The current DA does not believe the brothers have taken full responsibility for the murders, but if resentenced, they could potentially be eligible for parole.
Yeah, a lot of circumstances surfacing about those two guys, and one about drug dealing in prison. You might not see what you think is going to be happening in terms of letting these guys loose.
Ooh.
Could be a different change here. I just got word of that earlier today. Hey, nuclear talks with Tehran are scheduled to resume this weekend in Oman. Jillian Turner has a preview from Washington.
We're learning that Steve Witkoff, President Trump's special envoy, is going to, in fact, represent the U.S. at the coming negotiations with Iran that are going to take place over the weekend in Iran. The president's getting some important backing now from key Republicans up on Capitol Hill who are pushing for new legislation that would essentially require Iran to dismantle all of its uranium enrichment in order for these negotiations to continue. Senators Cotton and Graham want to codify U.S. military action should the Iranian regime renege on any of its commitments to President Trump.
And a Vermont federal judge ordering a Tufts University student who's been detained since March to be released. Turkish student Remeza Ozturk testified virtually Friday and was ordered to be released on bail while the government's case against her proceeds. It comes as she's been held in custody for more than 6 weeks at a detention facility in Louisiana.
Okay, we're going to be checking out the sports coming up in about 5 minutes. Got some information to pass on to you. Thanks for having us on today. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Friday afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Several Democratic congressional members from New Jersey and Newark's mayor protest an ICE facility demanding a tour.
Mayor Roz Baraka was arrested. Fox's Alexis McAdams is at the scene.
Sources tell us that when the gates of Delaney Hall Detention Center opened to let in a bus full of detainees, the elected officials ran right inside, pushing by security and entering what is a secure facility.
Acting U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Elena Haba, says Baraka is charged with trespassing. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is headed to Geneva, Switzerland for trade talks with China.
President Trump says an 80% tariff on China seems right, but it's up to Scott B., his Treasury Secretary. A shift from this position he's had for days. The White House refusing to call it a change. So far, no signal from China that will happen.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's True Blue Band with a blend of upbeat grooves and soulful singing that make True Blue one of the top up-and-coming acts on the Gulf Coast. They're a must-see with R&B, soul, and roots. You'll be dancing the night away at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets and no glass.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the feud between the governor who wants property tax cuts and the House who wants property tax cuts and a sales tax cut. Which proposal makes more sense? Having a new pope who is from the United States of America, from Chicago of all places, very interesting. Talked about the significance of that. And the Escambia County Commission approved $25 million to put artificial turf on the John R. Jones fields. Did they do enough due diligence? Does the math work? Listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now.
The Sweeney's doing 90 because they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the end.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, due to new scientific data, the U.S. Navy is pursuing another round of sampling private drinking water wells in designated areas around local military bases. It's part of the Navy's continuing effort to investigate and address health concerns and mitigate off-base PFAS contamination. Exposure to that could increase the risk of higher cholesterol levels, higher blood pressure in pregnant women, and even some cancers. Captain Chandra Newman, commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, said this process is about mitigating damage caused by DOD's use of PFAS.
Okay, the Pensacola City Council adopting a Vision Zero policy. This is designed to eliminate all traffic deaths and severe injuries by 2035. Vision Zero takes the approach that every traffic fatality is a preventable death and that road design can play a role in preventing those deaths. Councilman Casey Jones said that since the plan was adopted, engineers and traffic planners have to factor in the Vision Zero program into the designs anytime the city does a road project.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Future of the Bay Center will take center stage during next week's Board of County Commissioners meeting. Escambia Commissioners considering different options to upgrade the center at varying levels of cost. Mayor Reeves has offered to have the city pay for a district master plan. The commission is considering the idea of forming a subcommittee to oversee the planning process. Reeves said the county will discuss having a joint city council and county commission meeting on May 15th.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
All the way around to Perry. Skates to stick. Here's McDavid. Working past Eichel. McDavid. Oh, Chris Seidel. Scores! McDavid and Dreisaitl combine for the game winner. Ed McDavid. Edmonton wins it in overtime.
On ESPN, Leon Draisaitl scored for Edmonton at 15:20 of sudden death. The Oilers beat the Golden Knights in Game 2 in Las Vegas, 5-4. Edmonton leads the best-of-seven Western Conference semifinal. Two games to none, the Golden Knights had scored at least three goals in 43 consecutive Stanley Cup playoff games. The streak ended last night, second longest such run in NHL history. Vegas, which has never been swept in a playoff series, is down 2-0, heading to Edmonton for Games 3 and 4. Three-time Stanley Cup winning coach with the Chicago Blackhawks, Joel Quenneville, returning to the NHL out of the league since 2021. Quenneville, the new head coach of the Anaheim Ducks. Sitting Ducks, the Golden State Warriors were, against the Timberwolves, playing without Steph Curry and his near 25 points per game average in these playoffs. Curry has a grade one strain of his hamstring, suffered in game one. He'll be out at least through game four. The Warriors lost game two in Minneapolis last night by 24 points, 117-93. Julius Randle scored 24 points. Anthony Edwards and Nikhil Alexander-Walker each had 20 for Minnesota. Without Curry, the Warriors used 14 different players last night. Jimmy Butler led Golden State with 17 points. The series is tied 1-1, heading to San Francisco for the next two games. Tomorrow is Game 3. The Pacers host the Cavaliers in Game 3 tonight. Indiana leads 2-0. Nuggets home against the Thunder. Series tied 1-1. Baseball, Pittsburgh Pirates fired manager Derek Shelton. Pittsburgh 12-26, losers of seven games in a row. Bench coach Don Kelly takes over as interim manager. Pirates host the Braves tonight. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right. And, you know, wanted to let you know that we do have some NBA playoff action tonight, and some of it is on our sister station. Got two games. We've got the Pacers and Cavs. That game just now getting underway. Pacers trying to take a 3-0 lead. You can catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Also, we've got Denver Nuggets and Oklahoma City Thunder later tonight. That series tied 1-1. Speaking of stuff on ESPN Pensacola, though, going back to that very quickly, on Saturday we've got the Braves and Pirates and the Timberwolves and Warriors. On Sunday afternoon, we got Phillies and Guardians, and then upcoming Monday night, Celtics and Knicks.
A local snapshot here, kind of wing it a little bit closer to home. The Wahoos dropping a double hitter to Biloxi on Thursday, 10-0 and then 5-2. Pensacola 19-11 on the season, sits in first place in the South Division. Today is game four in the six-game series between the Wahoos and the Biloxi Shuckers.
Oh, all right. And after being swept from the first round of the NBA playoffs, Miami Heat president Pat Riley admitted change, but not major change, is needed. He calls Tyler Hero ignitable and pivotal for their offense, but more is needed around him. Calling 80 the new 60, he says he is still competitive and will keep trying to make the team better.
Well, Nick Saban may have retired from coaching at the University of Alabama, but his influence over college football isn't going away. Saban will be named co-chair of a new commission to examine the operations of college football. Among other objectives, the commission seeks to provide solutions to the problems currently facing college football, including the number one problem, NIL, the transfer portal, player employment, and Title IX.
All right. And Bucks rookie Desmond Watson makes history as the heaviest player in the NFL. The defensive tackle is 6'6" and a whopping 464 pounds, undrafted, coming out of the University of Florida. He started his NFL journey with the Tampa Bay three-day rookie minicamp. He hopes to join the likes of other hefty NFL players like Aaron Gibson, Terrell Brown, and Nate Newton, who have all made their mark in the league.
You know, earlier in the week, we had Ray Palmer in, CEO, president of Pensacola Sports, talking about the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championships. Yes, they're underway this week. They'll be underway until the 18th over at Rogers Scott. It is the USTA Men's Pro 30,000 Circuit event. Players representing countries like Australia, Japan, Portugal, many others appearing locally to compete in this tournament.
And, you know, we were talking about NBA playoffs just a couple minutes ago, so it'd be unfair to not talk about the NHL playoffs going on as well. One team from each conference earned wins in the second round. In the East, the Capitals took down the Hurricanes from D.C. in Game 2 to even their series, and the Oilers edged the Golden Knights in OT out West to take a commanding 2-0 lead in theirs. A pair of games are on the slate for tonight. The Maple Leafs hoping to take a 3-0 stranglehold against the Panthers in their series. Hopefully that doesn't happen. And the Jets try to even their Western series against the Stars at one game apiece up north.
Wendy Enderle, she lives over in Louisiana, a U.S. Masters swimmer, says she requested an eligibility review for a competitor she faced for years without knowing the athlete was actually transgender. She told the folks at Fox Business she didn't find out about the player's gender identity until 3 days after their most recent race. She says there needs to be a policy change.
Master swimmers, we do not compete for prize money. We do not have sponsorships. We compete for the love of the sport, and we expect fair competition.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa. The pros that know AC parts inside and out. The Oklahoma City Thunder choked away game one against the Denver Nuggets, but then bounced back in game two, beating Denver by 43 points to tie up the series at one apiece. Game three is tonight, and I can't wait to see which Thunder team shows up. I believe Oklahoma City is the best team remaining in the playoffs, and if they want to show they're ready to win a title this year, then they need to send a statement tonight, beating the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic in Denver. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, according to researchers, it turns out that a certain psychoactive substance may be able to bring relief to some medical patients. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. Could so-called magic mushrooms be the key to helping Parkinson's patients? The psychedelic compound psilocybin is found in some mushrooms, and a study from the University of California, San Francisco has found it might help those with the disease when it comes to improving mood, motor symptoms, and cognition. The National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Strokes describes Parkinson's disease as a progressive movement disorder of the nervous system. Nerve cells in the brain weaken and eventually die, leading to issues with movement, impaired balance, stiffness, tremor, and more. The study looked at 12 people ages 40 to 75 who all had depression and/or anxiety, and they all had mild to moderate levels of Parkinson's. They were given the psilocybin and monitored, and at 1 week and 1 month marks reported clinically significant improvements. Those improvements were for mood and cognition, but motor function as well. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And cancer rates appear to be increasing for those under the age of 50. Researchers at the National Institutes of Health found that from 2010 to 2019, 14 cancer types increased among people under age 50, including breast and colorectal cancer. The study appeared Thursday in the Journal Cancer Discovery. Researchers did not give an explanation for the increase, but speculated that risk factors such as increasing obesity may have contributed in some cases.
This is a concerning story I want to pass on to you. Questions are being raised today about Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's health after an article reporting that some of his current and former staffers said they're pretty concerned about the senator. Here's the latest from Fox.
Another story about Senator Fetterman and his mental health. And this time, this new report is detailing how the Pennsylvania Democrat apparently had a total meltdown at a meeting with a teachers union. So the AP's Mark Levy writes this. Before long, Fetterman began repeating himself, shouting and questioning why everybody is mad at me. Why does everyone hate me? And what did I ever do? Slamming his hands on a desk. Right after, a bombshell New York Magazine piece came out claiming Fetterman was nearly struck by a car and was found wandering around the Capitol. Now, Fetterman checked himself into a hospital last year for depression.
Yeah, Chris, I was telling you earlier, off air, I'm saying it now on air, but Fetterman—
Are we letting him in the secret here? Is this a secret?
Yeah. This is a hot mic here. No, but in all seriousness, I feel bad for Fetterman because he had a stroke. That can take, of course, emotional tolls on you.
Sure can, absolutely.
And he's dealt with some drama within his party, how they've treated him because of his stances on this or that. And I feel like it's just all really boiled over for him, and I hope for the best for him.
All right. 6:45. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. It is wet. It is nasty. Can you do anything to improve it?
Well, I'm kind of a weatherman, but I'm not a weatherman, if that makes sense. I can't just snap my fingers and change everything. I'm not a superhero here. Best I can do is give you a poor message. So we do have an accident reported earlier this afternoon on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River that is still causing some heavy congestion. Also have some backups if you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 into downtown Milton. Never any confirmation of an accident there from what I can see, but nonetheless, it's present, so keep that in mind. As for the weather, 67 degrees. There is a flood advisory until 9 tonight. Tonight's low is going to be 68. This weekend's going to have highs just under 80, and there are going to be rain chances lingering, but it's not going to be nearly as bad as it was this afternoon.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed as investors await details regarding talks between U.S. and Chinese officials this weekend. The Dow falling 119 points, the S&P dropped 4, and the Nasdaq grew by just 1 point. President Donald Trump today backing the idea of raising taxes on the richest Americans while suggesting that his Republicans should probably oppose it. Trump in a Truth Social post this morning said that he and all others would graciously accept even a tiny tax increase for the rich for the benefit of lower and middle income workers. Data analytics and artificial intelligence software firm Palantir is joining the top 10 largest U.S. tech companies by market cap. Shares rose about 8%, lifting the company's valuation to $281 billion, surpassing Salesforce. U.S. crude oil futures for June are up 2% above $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, it is 6:48. Chris Bryan, of course, Austin Price here. Looking to buy flowers for your mom? Do not forget Sunday is Mother's Day. Well, those flowers might cost you a little bit more this year thanks to tariffs. Here's the latest from Kinsey Beach.
80% of roses are imported from Ecuador. Peonies are brought in from France.
Hundreds of thousands of stems make their way through wholesalers' doors this week alone. We Got Flowers is one of many buying and distributing to florists from Tucson to Flagstaff and everywhere in between. Growers to wholesalers, florists to consumers, it's going to cost a little bit more. So where can you save? Opting for a non-traditional flower like cactus and succulents, or finding greenery and filler flowers grown on the West Coast.
And the FDA is approving the first at-home test to screen for cervical cancer. Traditional tests are done during a pelvic exam in the doctor's office, while the new TILWAN test detects HPV using a vaginal swab. HPV, of course, the leading cause of cervical cancer. So cervical cancer, you know, of course, being considered highly preventable thanks to screenings in the HPV vaccine. This is a huge advancement from the FDA.
Okay, historically, high gold prices may have many jewelry collectors digging through your homes and going through the desk and everything else, trying to find gold items so they can melt it for cash. Well, Max Gordon has what's going on out there from Los Angeles.
Some gold collectors are in meltdown mode. The price of gold is up more than 40% over the last year, and that's leading some people to root around in their jewelry boxes and safes to sell whatever gold they might have. Here's Sebastian Hernandez of A&M Precious Metals, a smelter in LA's jewelry district that buys people's gold.
Every day we have more customers just coming in, selling their gold, raiding their cabinets and stuff like that. Looking for jeweler.
A&M Precious Metals takes 1% of the transaction, so they say the increased volume is great for business. On a good day, they're buying over 400 ounces in gold. At 24 karat, that's over $1.2 million in precious metal. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And American automakers criticizing President Trump over his newly announced trade deal with the United Kingdom. While the British auto industry expressed excitement about the deal, American carmakers didn't share that enthusiasm. American Automotive Policy Council President Matt Blunt issued a statement saying, quote, "We are disappointed that the administration prioritized the UK ahead of our North American partners." It comes after Thursday's agreement between the US and UK, marking the first bilateral trade pact the administration reached since it rolled out and then paused a reciprocal tariff.
Well, flyers and airline personnel are going at it. really big time here. A heated exchange between Frontier Airlines reps and a father of three sparked an outrage online. Ted Linder is in with more.
The customer, who arrived 50 minutes before his flight at Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina, was denied check-in over a $25 late fee and claims the agents mocked and berated him when he protested. The confrontation captured on video has since gone viral.
You were about to let me check in,
and you decided that you ain't going to let me check in.
Make
me check you in.
Make you me literally check you work in. For a company that I bought in. A plane make ticket for.
The back and forth with the agents lasted for about 20 minutes before he decided to pay the fee. Frontier has responded, cutting ties with the third-party workers involved and confirming they're no longer representing the airline. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Yeah, I haven't seen the
You've got to see the whole
I don't know the context.
7 or 8 minutes of this going back and forth.
The dude makes a pretty good point. Oh, well, make me do it. It's your job.
No,
listen, your paycheck makes you
very,
do it.
It was very contentious, and those employees were really out of line.
Really?
And I don't know why they'd put their job on the line for that.
I don't know. I think, you know, some of these people just have an attitude or they have a bad day and it goes to their head. And next thing you know, they're regretting
it. They're unemployed.
It. Yeah, they're regretting it at the job fair. All right, just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break.
So, by the way.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes. So just a more lighthearted tone as we ease you into 7 o'clock and this evening and into the hopefully beautiful or at least beautifuler weekend right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price sliding in, has a look at your weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's happening with all the rain and stuff?
Well, yeah, we'll lead with the weather here. It's still rainy outside, most likely where you are. I know it's rainy outside our back window right now. 67 degrees. We are in a flood advisory until 9 p.m. Tonight's low is going to be around what it is right now, around 66, 67. Our rain chances on Saturday and Sunday are still going to be present, but they're not going to be as bad as they were this afternoon. As for the roads, let's see. The only main problem we're dealing with, actually there's two, is I-10 if you travel on eastbound towards Blackwater River, and on Highway 90 traveling eastbound towards downtown Milton. There was an accident on I-10. No confirmation of one in the downtown Milton area, though, so we will keep an eye on that. But so far, it just looks like a wave of congestion at this time.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Let me ask you, did you see the ACMs last night?
No, I didn't, but I know our sister station was present.
Yep, Lainey Wilson rocked that award show. Michelle Polino has the story for us.
Lainey Wilson dominated the Academy of Country Music Awards for a second straight year, taking home the top prize, Entertainer of the Year. Then in a 4x4. The country star swept female artist and album of the year categories, telling the crowd she has the best fans while admitting she still battles imposter syndrome. The 60th annual ceremony on Prime Video kicked off with a spectacular 14-minute medley spanning six decades. Host Reba McEntire led the charge with Merle Haggard's Okie from Muskoka. She said, first-time nominee Ella Langley scored big. Her duet with Riley Green, You Look Like You Love Me, one single and music event of the year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, clearly I got to tune into Cat Country 98.7 more because I thought that duet they just played at the end there had Lainey Wilson as the female lead, so I need to pay more attention. A British woman being awarded about $40,000, not too shabby, after her co-workers compared her to Darth Vader. An employment judge in London ruled in favor this week of Lorna Rook, a blood donation worker for the National Health Service, who resigned her post in 2021 after her fellow employees compared her to the Star Wars villain on a psychological test. The judge ruled that Rook had suffered a detriment in the workplace and awarded her nearly $40,000 in compensation. On a psychological test, so they compared her to that. Does that mean that she was not, like basically, does that mean she kind of ruled with an iron fist? Was she not a good leader? Like, was she, like, mean?
All I know is she walked away with $40,000.
Good for her.
Yeah, she
can someone call me suckish in the workplace? Can you do that on Mike, Chris, so I can get some buckaroos here?
It's not going to matter if I do it or not. Sunday's Mother's Day. Matt Murphy tells us about its origins.
Fox Facts.
This weekend, the U.S. honors moms on Mother's Day. And while we celebrate them with cards and flowers, the holiday originated in part from a mother's loss. In the 1850s, Anne Jarvis, who lost 7 of 11 children, started Mother's Work Days to teach women how to prevent disease with better hygiene and food prep. Germ theory wasn't widely known, and childhood death was common. During the Civil War, she organized mothers to care for wounded soldiers on both sides and pushed for cleaner conditions in crowded camps. After her death, her daughter Anna Jarvis picked up the cause, fighting for a national holiday to honor mothers. The first official celebration was on May 10, 1908 in Grafton, West Virginia. By 1914, it was nationwide. But Anna later protested how commercial it became, filing lawsuits, even getting arrested at a Mother's Day event. She got the holiday she wanted, just not the version she imagined. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
It's sad, but it is true. The Who announces their farewell tour. Michelle Polino has the information for you.
The song is over.
Legendary rock band The Who will bid farewell with their aptly named The Song is Over North American Farewell Tour, kicking off August 16th in Florida. 81-year-old frontman Roger Daltrey, along with 79-year-old Pete Townsend, made the announcement Thursday, promising to deliver hits from their remarkable six-decade career. The tour will hit major cities, including New York, Toronto, Los Angeles, and Vancouver, before wrapping up September 28th in Las Vegas. The Who earned their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in 1990. The powerhouse duo has carried on despite the deaths of drummer Keith Moon in 1978 and bassist John Entwistle in 2002. Tickets go on sale next week. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Hey, if you're putting this in the back of your mind for next week's traffic, portions of Highway 285 and 123 going to be closed 13th and 15th of next week. So just remember that. Okay, have a great weekend. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. This is News Radio 92.3. Make it a safe one.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.